Hello, Mrs. Page. Please come in and take a seat.
Thank you, Miss Cairn.
Please, call me Morag.
Okay, Morag, and I'm Alice.
Okay, Alice. So, I understand that your GP has referred you to our association because you have just had a TSA diagnosis for your oldest child.
Yes, that's right. He is speaking but is clearly autistic. We got the diagnosis last week.
And how are you dealing with the news?
Well, it wasn't a surprise, and it is in fact a bit of a relief, but I'm not coping so well now, because I don't know what the future will hold and what our options are.
There are two things that we need to look into quite quickly. Allowances and education.
Yes, the money is a problem because I can't really work at the moment and we are struggling to manage.
Okay, so we need to file your dossier with the MDPH. They are responsible for awarding allowances to people in your situation. We can do that today online if you have the medical certificate for your son and your family health record. We can also do the Life Project if you want.
That would be brilliant if we could do it now. But what is the Life Project?
The first part is easy. Just the details of your child's development and your family situation. The second part is much harder because you need to describe what your day is like in detail. And then you need to talk about what you want now and what you hope for in the future.
But that sounds impossible because we can't know how our son is going to develop. He's only 3 and we don't know what will happen next and what help he can get.
Yes, you are right. I suggest we start today by working on it together because it is difficult to do this on your own.
I can describe the situation at home and what life is like, but I don't know what extra help exists for the future.
Yes, we can do that then. I can help you by telling you about the options available to you. For example, the MDPH will allocate you money to also help pay for treatment and help. Perhaps you will need someone to help you. You might want special therapy sessions. Will you need a special school? All of this should be taken into account by the MDPH. The CAF and other financial aid is available if we need it for things like transport, but that is for later.
I am pregnant and the baby is due this summer. I don't know how I will manage. Can I get help if I need childcare?
Yes, you can. It is difficult for you to plan exactly because your son is still young, but we will claim for the maximum aid for you and your family.
And I am very worried about the future. What will happen to my son when he's older? Who will look after him?
I understand your concern. You must be very worried. But there are basically 2 options. Your son lives in residential care with some basic guardianship, where someone in the family is responsible for the financial and health decisions. The alternative is that your son can function well enough to live outside the care home, and then we might have to look at more complicated guardianship. Your son may well be vulnerable as an adult, so we will need to plan for that. At the moment, he is a bit young to know how he is going to manage.
He can speak, so we hope he might have some freedom. Ideally, he would live in a flat near us, and we would help him to manage, but we won't always be able.
That is good. We can put that in your life plan.